the Business on RTE Radio 1 with AIB. You see it, we help you do it. AIB, for the life you're after.
So, from the diplomatic freeze between the EU and China, we now turn to another frosty topic a little closer to home. Shifra Mulqueen scoops into the world of ice cream and discovers 99 reasons to love summer.
My name is Mark Bassi. I usually don't like giving my full name out. Like, a couple of kids come up to me and they say, oh, I know your real name. Your name is such and such. But I like to keep that as top secret, you know. That's... So when I'm in the van, I'm Pinky.
Mark Jenkinson, a.k.a. Pinky, has been in the ice cream business for over 30 years.
Jack of all trades, master of none, that's what I am. A plumber, an electrician, a mechanic, a psychologist. If you're out and kids don't like you, you're in trouble. It's show business in itself. Like, you've got to switch on, do you know what I mean? There's no point in going out and being grumpy. I become Pinky when I'm out in the van. My family were in the business. My dad was an ice cream man, say, in the 70s and the 80s. He was in ice cream business at Pool Hall. He started the first video shops. He had dry cleaners, hardwares. The van itself has a bit of magic to it. I'm just driving the van, so I've kind of become the Pinky, but it's really the Pinky is the van. Like, she's 1968, so yeah, that's my baby. Well, this one's the godfather now, this one. The two tunes I have now at the moment are Mozart, The Drawing Room, and The Pink Panther. So literally, they're designed to penetrate this new insulation that all these houses are getting so kids can hear me at a distance. So when people come out to me and tell me my music is loud, it's meant to be loud. I want you to hear me from miles away to know I'm coming. When I had a lot of competition on the road, and say when a van would pull in behind me or in front of me, I might have the Jaws soundtrack as well, which was din, 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 which got a laugh out of the kids. That's the way I like to approach it. I was driving by another local school and it's on the main road. And as I came to the lights, all the kids were in the yard. And it was like a scene out of The Walking Dead. They all ran up to the rail and squashed up on the rail and screamed at it. You could see the traffic going by and there was people looking like, what the hell is going on? And they were just screaming. I was actually embarrassed in the van. They go nuts when they see it. Well, there is an art to making an ice cream cone. Like, it's all in the wrist motion. I used to be able to hold 16 ice creams in one hand. So that was my record. Rose from Kilbarry, she comes out to me and she asked me for 2 98s. And I says to her, 98s? I says, no, 99s, you mean? She says, no, 98s, Pinky, without the flake. So I have that up on my price list, 98s. And I'm always nice to kids because they have a nasty habit of growing up. Come out to me and it's their first transaction really with money and they're learning to use money and stuff like that. Getting their change back and stuff like that. In some ways it's teaching them some. When my pet hate is asking little Johnny who's 3, what does he want? You know what I mean? Fortunately he can't read the list. They'll have a euro and want a boat, you know what I mean? Have to break the bad news. Or as I tell them, the first rule is no mon, no fun. You know what I mean? We're the original tradesmen. There's not many of us left, so we've been around for thousands of years selling ice cream. We've just modernised a bit now into a van.
The oldest methods of frozen treats date back probably about 3,000 years ago.
Historian Dr. Nikki Carter.
In the Bible, there's a lot of mentions of ice cream. It includes Abraham having frozen goat's milk, King Solomon having a penchant for frozen fruit purees. And I think it's lovely because there's not a whole lot of joy in the Bible, but at least there's ice cream. The Romans, I mean, Nero apparently used to send slaves up the mountains to get ice, which he would then flavour with whatever he wanted, often saffron, sometimes nectar, sometimes honey, and he would sweeten it and eat it. By 400 BC, the Persians had developed a kind of sophisticated refrigeration technique, and these were large underground chambers which insulated against the desert heat. And these large refrigeration methods kept the ice from the mountains cold. The same type of dessert is still sold in Iran now, which means that it's possibly the oldest dessert in the world, and it's called bastani. So in Victorian times, they served it in ceramic bowls, and those bowls were sold for a penny. So you had a penny lick and you licked it clean. But the problem was that licking it clean also meant that there was problems with hygiene. So in 1898, there was an outbreak of cholera. Obviously, this was a real problem for the ice cream vendors because it threatened their closure, because nobody was going to want a lick of ice cream if it was possibly going to cause their own death. So in 1902, this brilliant Italian guy who had moved over from Manchester came up with this idea of an edible container, wafers, and there was no question of any kind of cross-contamination. And that's where the cone was born. The ice cream trucks started really in 1920s America, but really took off in the 1940s and 1950s after the Second World War. That was when you had the, you know, the picket fences and people living in the suburbs. So it was that sound outside that they were able to sell the ice cream to the children playing in sort of Truman Show ideas. The jingle was actually used to say that they'd run out of ice cream. It must have been very annoying, but the first song that they used was Greensleeves. There's a wonderful story about Tom Carville in 1934. And on Memorial Day, his truck broke down and all his ice cream started to melt. So he really had to sell it.
Yum.
Realised that as he was selling the softer ice cream, it was more popular. And that soft scoop has now become the whipped ice cream that we all enjoy in parks today.
But where did the 99 get its name?
They were definitely never 99 pence. That never happened. I like to think that it's the Italians. The 99 Guard in Italy were the elite guard that were responsible for the protection of the royal family. So that kind of connected the idea that 99 was something elite and something lovely and something special.
I haven't stopped. It's like 7 in the morning till 11 at night type of thing, because it's Ireland and it will be raining next week, and then you'll have ice cream vans sitting there doing nothing. So you just have to stay busy and be happy with what you've got. Today, like the school we was would have been 550 cones this morning.
Noel Tracy of Tiger Ice Cream says that as temperatures soar this week, so do sales. He also says the economic climate has changed dramatically over the years.
Now you've got every shop has an ice cream machine. There's a lot more competition out there now. So you kind of diversify then, and you start going into the corporate side of things where, you know, you're pulling up with companies and factories and offices. And that's the main bulk of your business now. It doesn't matter what age you are. If you come up to an ice cream man and you want a 99 or sprinkles, the excitement in a 5-year-old's face is the exact same as someone that's 55 or 65. It's a really, really good business to be in. I get great joy out of it. I love it. There wouldn't be a product in my van that hasn't gone up by 50% over the last 5 years. You know, that's flakes, cones, ice cream, like, you know, a simple bag of sprinkles that we used to charge. We used to just put a dash of sprinkle on a cone and it was nothing. But that's gone from €10 to €23. We charge for them now because you've got to. The taste buds have got more expensive. Probably 10 years ago, people in Ireland didn't know what pistachio was. Now we have pistachio ice cream, you know, or pistachio topping, and they're expensive.
Noel learned the trade from his dad.
Yeah, well, I basically grew up in my dad's ice cream van because it was our only vehicle. I used to be dropped to school in the ice cream van. Coolest thing ever. To say the other kids were jealous of you would be an understatement. And my dad's Force van had just a fridge. From a very young age, I would have been serving ice cream. And it was just slabs, you know, like wafers. So you're literally just getting a block of ice cream and cutting it into wafers and selling it around Ballyfermot, where we grew up as kids, you know. You'd go into places, you felt a bit like famous, you know, that sort of way. Or my dad passed this year, so it's a little bit of a tough one. My memories now are consumed with my dad because I'm in that van all the time. So, like, you know, just I used to love when we went to the beach and stuff like that. Was great because you do a bit of work with your dad, you could go in, have a little bit of a swim, get an ice cream, and we loved them days, you know, that way. And unfortunately, there are memories now because he's not around us anymore. When we were doing well, he used to have this word that he completely made up. It was like Os de Dioris, right? Means absolutely nothing, but it meant he was happy and we were making money, you know. So, stop, you'll have me crying. So to say he was my idol or my mentor would be an understatement.
Meanwhile, for Nikki, ice cream brings back fond memories of Irish summers.
We'd all pile into the car, the three of us in the back fighting over the middle seat. And you were going through every small town all the way to this wonderful mecca that was in our heads that was going to be this sunny day by the seaside. With this specific idea that, oh, it was going to stop raining. It was definitely going to stop raining. You'd arrive there while looking out at these sheets of rain falling down on the car and getting an ice cream to cheer us up. And ironically, during the 80s, you'd be listening to some summer song like Club Tropicano and sometimes even listening to Hailstones. Now, when I have an ice cream, I'm definitely brought back to that moment when I was a child sitting, looking out at the rain in Curraghclough going, oh, dear Lord, I need to move somewhere exotic when I grow up.
She from O'Queen there, chasing down some very cool ice cream stories. So that's all we have time for today. The show was produced by Aideen McLaughlin, Emma Laffin and Yeti Redmond. Our broadcast coordinator was Owen Lubbers and Jamie Doyle was on sound. Until next week, thanks for listening. Bye-bye.